Watching Arctic Wolves. David Meach is known as the Wolf Man. He has spent over 40 years studying wolves. Most wolves live and hunt together in groups called packs. A pack usually contains between 2 and 20 wolves. David has studied wolf packs to see how the wolves work together. In 1986,David went to Ellesmere Island, a part of Canada. He wanted to study Arctic wolves. Arctic wolves have thick, white coats and long, raggedy tails. They have shorter noses, ears, and legs than gray wolves. David took a photographer with him to Ellesmere Island to take pictures for his project.Before long, they found a pack of 7 Arctic wolves and their den. The den had been dug into a riverbank and blended into the wilderness. A wolf den is only used for the birth and rearing of wolf pups. When the pups are born, the other wolves in the pack gather around the den. The mother lies in the den with the pups,crowded against her body. In 1986, 6 pups were born into the Arctic wolf pack. David watched the pups play near the den. The pups were looked after by other wolves in the pack. One day, a playful pup crumpled up its nose and untied David's bootlace with its teeth. It was not afraid of him at all. Over time,David got to know the wolves and their different personalities. He gave them names such as Long Ranger, Scruffy, and Explorer. David also watched the pack hunting Arctic hares and musk oxen. He would follow them on a small truck. He learned that the wolves work very hard to catch large prey, sometimes without success.David watched the Arctic wolves every summer for more than 10 years. In 1998, the pack was down to only 4 wolves. Several cold summers in a row had caused a food shortage. There was not enough food for all of the wolves. In 2001, when David returned to Ellesmere Island, he found no wolves at all. Even so,each year he returned to the wildness he loved so much. Then, one morning in 2003, there was a bang on the door of his shack. "The wolves are back!" shouted one of David's assistants. David went out and was amazed to see 3 white wolves in the distance. "What I'm going to do today is fun," he said. Then he climbed onto his truck,ready to follow the wolves into the crisp Arctic air. David has written several books about the wolves he has studied. Through the books, people are reminded that wolves are not just scary characters in children's books. People have better understanding of wolves and how they live together because of David's work. The end.